had two turntables to rock your spot and be able to keep the crowd moving with the slightest bit of imperial skill. Material had to be ill. Now see, at this time, it wasn't uncommon for crews to be waiting on sidelines, equating rap guidelines to bust later and come up in hype and shine bright in prime time. Blind to fate, cause you waited too long. Some would get placed at second rate and couldn't escape. But understand, through this lecture, some couldn't write. And to recite was just a way of conveying my message to a rhythm with words and nice poetics. Battle with mind to suit the skeptic, I have no cause to. I have identity and styles of my own that I need to apply. Hard study time to excel upon the boundaries that I reach to pass through. But why was my question? And this would be my stepping stone to get me hyped when the greats would write. I pick pencils with lead and paper with ledges and erased hesitantly, almost always over the edges, and replaced the realness so you can feel this. And told the summer what I knew was hardcore rap. No, not the masses, the one who spread them hip-hop traps inside a category, mistaken with allegory, comments that can get you met. So please, learn a little more, refrain. You can't beef, that's my opinion. If rap's been your sole decision, then you got grips with what's real. But still, till I find time to unwind and unravel, I feel compelled to break up fables and write these at my kitchen table. I feel like fuck it, you disrespected my whole generation, when in totality we run half the nation. But you can bet, there's always some fool who's inept to write a summary. But all the real B-boys, y'all can come with me.
The greatest of the MC. The greatest of the MC.
Treasures over years compacting, life drama and acting over wax. I'm a B-boy on this platform, forewarned of a battle to come to light. With shattering mics and bent my foe's side, I'm still able to sheen, to spit. Era free, unshook up, to miss this line on a tempo, size for the blow of a paragraph, parried with a very nice technique, perfect for displaying at such gatherings. Patterning of this fresh, a short shot, beaming through the system, hot. So picture the MC, the mic, the speaker, the DJ, the mixer, frame it in the front with the crowd packed, contorting your back to my flow, supposed to be a jam. I'll pick another flow to get ran, in my heart it stands, arms and hands syncopated. I stated by example with this classical rendition of a wordplay. What's more pleasing than the ease of me colliding my voice onto a tape for all time to play, to be the great, great,
greatest of the MC. The greatest.
Now check it. All about the raps then, daps stack up and collapse. When you taking hyper serious, notoriety's thin. But you didn't worry about that, it'll come back and attack for sure when you least expect it. Cause see, this game is all precision. Some wanna argue about the lines to get in while the DJ spins. Some wanna be dapping the latest gear so they can win, while others simply want a chance to get in. Now see, you wearing your life thin. Fights don't come rare, but legends is due. So the mics, they don't care if what's written is dope. I thought that expanding your mind would enable a rhyme to reach the core and be dubbed as freshness, while balancing rhymes and battling times to etch on a paper an idea that could bring me closer to an understanding of the strain that I choose to project. And it gets me how I be wanting to defend and protect the little bit that's left. In panic, yeah, I want to step, but I can't until the mass confusion is correct. Asceticisms and schisms mix up my dialogue, but let the wheel turn and cut this and learn about the truth in rap and still be held up in esteem and heavy crowd approval. Doubt, cause this will surely move them. About the greatest of the masters, so we telling history. And that's a brand new style we putting down about the latest, to tell the story of the greatest.